For advancing our workforce. I would be honored to earn your vote.
Vote Mike Argabright for Kansas Senate August 6th. Advance voting is going on now. Paid for by Mike Argabright for Kansas Senate, Kayla Maxfield, Treasurer.
KVOE Live and local, yet complete election coverage tomorrow night right here. KVOE Live and local beginning as soon as the polls close tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. with Chuck Samples and Tegan Trahoon. It is 7:22.
KVOE, 1400 a.m. and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And we're pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Vanessa Cowley, as we talk about Prairie Paws and the Emporia Animal Shelter. Big week for the shelter here this week.
Yeah, Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. I'm excited.
It sounds like you should be. This is really the week where the changeover takes effect, and it sounds like you guys were busy yesterday and even busier possibly today.
Yes, yesterday we did a lot of organizing. You know, we're very software-driven, so we don't need filing cabinets. We don't need folders. So we were pulling a lot of that stuff out, getting cleaned up, getting tidied up.
All right, so our new hour is going to be in play here soon, Vanessa?
Yes. So today and tomorrow, we're still not quite able to do our permanent hours. So we're 1 to 5, Monday and Tuesday. Then we'll transition to our permanent hours, which is 9 to 6 from Wednesday through Saturday. And then next week, we would like to be Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, which will be the hours moving forward.
Vanessa, from your perspective, why is it important to have really something akin to the regular business hours, not just expanded by what the shelter has had, but something that approaches normal business hours for the shelter going forward?
Yeah, we see that in our other locations that, you know, more of a retail hour is more supportive of adoptions as well as reclaims and just interacting with the public in general. Delivering our programs is easier if we're open more. And the way that we operate our schedule, we have all of our employees on 4 10-hour days, which means they are there longer every day, and they're just better able to support the community that way. So we can do adoptions quicker, faster, if we're open more. Answering the phone and just being more responsive really does help process adoptions quicker. It's sometimes between, you know, just us answering the phone means that they get a dog from us and not from somewhere else that did answer the phone. So it's a competitive business.
Yeah. So what about the numbers of pets in the shelter right now? Are you full there right now?
There's about 50 animals there now, which is there's a little bit too many dogs than what that facility really should have. So we're going to be transferring some of those to the Ottawa location. A lot of the dogs are not spayed and neutered yet, so that's our primary focus this week is to get those dogs spayed and neutered. If we get them spayed and neutered faster, that means when they do have an adopter, you know, they can go right home into that home. So it's really about streamlining, moving the animals through that facility quicker means that you won't have as many there at a time. And then you can really provide a better environment for those animals. So we're moving to getting those dogs out of the kennels twice a day, feeding them twice a day, cleaning them twice a day, a lot more going into the care just because we have the resources that the last group didn't have.
Speaking of kind of the flow of things here, Vanessa, talk a little bit about, you know, and they're going to come in from different ways, whether it's adoption, strays, surrenders, things like that. But what is the process in getting a dog or cat ready to be adopted? Is it, does it start with, say, a medical treatment specifically like with shots? Does it start with a spay and neuter? What else is in that process?
Well, the first thing we do is a full intake exam with vaccines, flea and tick prevention, deworming. We can do all that, scanning microchips, taking photos, and doing a full documented exam. That's the very first thing we can do. As far as whether or not we can spay, neuter, or implant a microchip, the animal needs to be property of our organization. So that can mean it being relinquished to us from a citizen or waiting out that stray hold. So the state requires a waiting period before an animal just becomes property of the shelter, and that's the first opportunity we get to do the spay, neuter, and the microchip, and rabies vaccines and things like that. So it takes a little while. The process is faster if their animals are signed over to us. So sometimes a stray comes in. We really work with the owner to get it relinquished if they don't want it anymore rather than it sitting in the shelter and waiting out that waiting period. You know, 2 days makes a world of difference when you're trying to serve a high volume of animals. but then spay neuter, and then all of that is done before the new adopter gets that animal into their home.
And Prairie Paw CEO Vanessa Cowie joining us, talking about new hours, other information for the Emporia Animal Shelter. Well, let's talk about the adoption process here, Vanessa, if we could. What does that entail, and is there any changes coming as far as adoption prices?
Yeah, there are changes. I'm not sure exactly what the current prices are. Our prices might be different. So our adult dogs are $100, and our puppies are $225, a puppy being under 4 months. And then adult cats are $55, and kittens are $75, and a kitten being anything under 6 months. So the prices might be different from what they are now. I think we provide a few more valuable items at the time of adoption. So they're all microchipped. They're all spayed, neutered, obviously fully vaccinated. Dogs under 6 months are tested for heartworm. They've all had full rounds of flea and tick dewormer. You get a free week of behavior training with us, virtual dog training for every dog adopted from the shelter. So we try to provide a lot of support post-adoption. And the process is a little bit easier to adopt from us. We don't do things like landlord checks. That is up to you and your landlord that you comply with the terms of your lease. We don't police that. But if you do have to return your pet because you didn't get clearance from your landlord, we will take it back. It's disappointing, but we don't actually police that on our side.
Understood. Vanessa, it looks like if I'm looking at the post right, you have folks on staff here locally that either currently were involved with shelter operations or they haven't in the past. How is that helping the transition process?
Yeah, all of our four full-time employees out there have worked at the facility in the past at different times. And actually, as a director that is running the facility for us, used to work at our Manhattan location up until very recently. So Bailey Estes is the director of the animal shelter there in Emporia. She was a manager at our Manhattan location. She's very familiar with the way Prairie Paws operates, and she's also very familiar with that facility. So she's got a great blend of experience and knowledge to really elevate that location. I think she's a great fit. And then she's got three people working for her that have worked there already and are very familiar with how to work at the shelter. So, you know, they all still have a learning curve of how to be a Prairie Paws team, but we're just thrilled. That is such a blessing for us to have someone with institutional knowledge, and that whole team is just really a bunch of rock stars.
Vanessa, you mentioned here, and we've talked here a couple of times here earlier about, you know, the transition, you know, not only when it comes to the staff and then also some of the operations, but also between the Prairie Paws Humane Society and then also what seems like a collaboration effort now that's developed here over the last month or so. Maybe you can update that and talk about the support that you've gotten here from Humane Society, Raise Your Paws, and other local groups.
Yeah, definitely. The Humane Society has been excellent and so sweet. They really have enjoyed the handover, I think. I hope. We've been pretty quick and fast about it. But we've had an incredible amount of support from the city of Emporia, you know, through every department there, the communications, as well as, you know, the police chief has been so supportive of us. And everyone in the city staff has been really responsive, and they've really helped us out, gone above and beyond, really, to kind of welcome us. Everyone in this community wants animals to be taken care of, and I am so appreciative that they know that we're a group that's going to make that happen. And we do have a few events coming up already in this first week, so we've had a lot of support.
Okay, talk a little bit about what's coming up.
We've joined the Chamber of Commerce for Emporia, and we're doing our ribbon cutting on Friday at 11. So we're going to plant some flowers and tidy up the place a little bit and invite people out on Friday at 11 to do a ribbon cutting. And then the very next day, on Saturday from 11 to 1, we're doing free vaccines and free microchips for anybody that's willing to come. You don't have to live in the city of Emporia. You can live anywhere. Travel, we're going to do a drive-through pop-up clinic in partnership with K-State Vet School. So free vaccines, free microchips for anyone. No limit on any pets. Bring as many of your pets as you want. Get them vaccinated. Get them microchipped.
Outstanding.
Great offer. All right.
Well, Vanessa, thanks for joining us. Keep us posted. We'd love to bring you on a regular basis and let us know what's going on at the shelter.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Vanessa.
You too.
And Prairie Paw CEO Vanessa Cowie joining us, talking about the Emporia Animal Shelter under new ownership management. Chuck?
Yes, indeed. And I want to let you know, too, that as we look at the schedule, if you want to be part of our Newsmaker Spot at 7:20 every week,